A doctor with the Wisconsin Medical Society who's attending the AMA's annual meeting says e-cigarettes are marketed as something they aren't.
It's really, I think, a scam of the public for what these things are and should be.
That's Dr. Michael Miller. He says the battery-powered nicotine delivery system is used by some consumers who think it can help them cut back on smoking, even though there's no study showing that.
E-cigarettes are marketed by some to be a reduction process, but by others is just to be a substitute so that you can continue to dose yourself with nicotine, not go into nicotine withdrawal, and use the product in places where smoking is forbidden. Some people even think it would be okay to use them on airplanes, which would be disastrous.
An ingredient found in antifreeze is the vaporizing agent in e-cigarettes that heats the nicotine. Without Food and Drug Administration review, Miller says it's uncertain whether inhalation of ethylene glycol is safe. Furthermore, he says nicotine constricts blood vessels and can raise blood pressure, whether or not someone's smoking. The American Medical Association's new policy calling for FDA regulation of e-cigarettes is a result of a report on the potential health impacts of such devices. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.